Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Back here for another exciting episode. Looking forward to having a few firsts on this podcast event. And also looking forward to having the Young Stars back. So the Young Stars was a really great episode the first time. And I think we're going to have some really good fun tonight with more of the Young Stars. Before we go any further, I'll introduce the other hosts, Pete and Jack Rabbit. Welcome, Pete.
I'm good, thanks. How are you today, everybody else?
I'm doing quite okay here. Well. I've had a very crazy week, a very crazy 3 weeks, to be honest. But that's enough about that. We'll talk about other things instead. Jack Rabbit, how are you?
Doing great. I'm very well. And I'm looking forward to this episode because it's the second of its kind. Like you said, we have the Young Stars for this episode. I'm sure it's going to be a fun one, and I can't wait to meet them and have a chat with them. How are you, Pete? How was your week?
Oh, my week was it was good at work. It's a little bit quiet, and everybody seems to be doing a boring and droning job, and I've managed to not do that at the moment, so it's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sanding doors. Everybody's least favourite thing to do.
What sort of doors? Kitchen or...?
Yeah, kitchen two-pack painted doors, so
they
do the undercoat, and then you got to sand it back and then do the top coat and all that sort of stuff.
And that stuff gets stuck into everything.
Oh, yes. White dust everywhere.
Yeah.
So I've managed to escape doing that. I did it for a couple of hours yesterday. So, yeah, boring job. Anyway, we're not doing it today, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So quickly, some news. We had Notorious on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, and he swore an oath that he would always, wholly and solely, never ever play for any other team but Syndicate, and then Syndicate disbanded. So,
rough.
Yeah, that's rough. A couple of the top players had basically had enough, moved on to other places, doing other things, and instead
15,
of watching,
I heard.
15
wow. All at once.
Yeah, so a mutiny or something similar. No, who knows? We'll never know inside the minds of a HCR2 player. But the important thing is that Notorious is still playing. Hopefully he might find a new team. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Join one of ours. Join one of ours. Open arms. You're welcome to play wherever you like. Pick your team.
That serves as an invitation.
That's an open invitation throwing under the under the bus. Thrown under the bus. Yeah, all of the above. So, in light of the last couple of weeks of my life, I haven't really prepared a segment, to be honest. I don't feel too bad about that. Some people who know me, who are close to me, know what went on. There's a lot going down, and I just wanted to apologize for not having something for you, but The next episode will be bigger and better on my behalf.
That is absolutely fine.
Yes.
We've got
so JR, what can you talk to us about?
Hold on.
Sorry, just three.
No, tell us now.
I'll give you 5 seconds. The... Four, three.
Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay.
Yeah, go.
So
go,
for my for my segment for this episode, I will be talking about the total rewards from team events. Okay. I managed to list them down and tally them. So I will tell you how much you would gain, like coins and parts and scraps and all of that from team events rewards. And I would like to compare them with team chest rewards. Okay. So team chest, you gain it for 1 week, right?
Yep.
And then I tallied 4 team event rewards for that week. So we will compare how much you would gain. Because for me, if you are playing for a team, you should participate on team events, right? Be a team player.
Absolutely.
Participate. Yeah, participate on team events and put up a score. Because
that's why you're in a team.
Yes, that's right. Because you'll not just help the team, you will help your GP, right? With all the parts and all the coins that you will gain. So I will just take the rewards from team 3, because I am in team 3 for this example, for this study. Okay, so team 3 had 2 3K wins and 2 below 3,000 wins for 4 team events. And I tallied, I had a tally of 171 and 500 coins for 4 events, and then 283 common parts for 49 rare parts and 15 epic parts. And it had a total of 4,000 scraps for special tickets.
Is that just from the end of the match rewards? Is that what that is?
Yes, it's the end of the match rewards for 4 matches. That's 4 matches in 1 week. Okay. So,
excellent.
And a total of 90 gems. So that's how much you will get. Okay. So if you will participate in all 4 team events for that week, that's how much you gain. Versus if you don't participate and you just collect team chest, you will only have this. Because in team 3, we usually have a team chest of level 18 or 19. That's the average. That's the target, right? Level 18 for us to have the legendary part. So for that week, we gained the team chest of level 19, which we had 96,000 coins, 122 common parts, 15 rare parts, 12 epic parts, and 3 legendary parts. So that's just what you'll get. If you just, you'll not play team events and just do some kilometers. So it would be much better and would be much more gain on your part as a player if you participate in every match.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of people that have done restart teams for this reason. They go back and play in lower divisions so they can build GP on alt accounts and stuff like that. It's a great look at what you get from playing the game, not to mention the end of month reward for finishing where in that division as well.
Yeah, and people seem to get fixated on the end of month reward, like, oh, I have to be in the highest team possible. It's not going to be the case. If you participate in the team, it doesn't matter what team you're in, as long as you do well.
I mean, my alt is on TNT with Tessa, and we dropped to Division 5 the start of last month, and I think we had we did one event where we didn't do 4K.
Yeah, right.
Most of
That's
them
pretty
were
good 4K. Going.
Most of them were 4K wins. And yeah, I mean, we went from Division 5, Division 3, in the in the first month end. So, you know, being in the right division, you know, or being in the wrong division, and you know, getting 4K wins is certainly going to build your GP very quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I see why people do it, but I like to stay in like competitive mode.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the reason I left the teams back then and joined, you know, ZZ and eventually AusNZ, because I had built my GP and I was looking to learn how to do better at the game. And to do that, I needed better players around me. Not saying that they were bad players, but back then you couldn't watch the ghosts of your team. You could only watch the ghosts of the other team in teammates. So you couldn't get better lines from teams that didn't play, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that's a great way to look at the game, JR. Like, yeah. especially with people who are trying to build GP, or you know, they have other reasons to play the game. If you are building GP, you know, being in a team that's doing well in team events is going to get you lots of bonus coins and parts, and even raw scrap as well. So, nice work, JR.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pete, let's talk about a couple of weeks that have gone past. And
well, I've got a lot to talk about in these public events.
Yeah.
The Collapse of Order, the brand new vehicle that they brought in, the Soapbox.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a bit of fun?
I loved that. I wish I had more time to play it. But yeah, I loved it. It was awesome. Good fun.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere. Like, they didn't post anything on social medias or anything like that. They just, bam, hit us with it.
Yep.
It was a good surprise.
Yeah, it was, actually.
It was a funny little one because it didn't have, like, a gas meter or revs or anything like that. It just had a couple of pedals, like a go and a stop. You could still get the perfect start, but I didn't see any difference in getting a perfect start.
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. I did get a couple of perfect starts that shot me, you know, like a car length in front of every other car. But like I said to you, I didn't finish them off too well because I was going faster than I was. Because in every other start, I was going slower. You know, I worked out where I needed to slow and speed up and everything else. But if I got the perfect start, then I'd screw up the rest of the run. So, but yeah.
Yeah. It was a little bit funny. Like sometimes you'd do the exact same thing and the nose of the vehicle would fall off, whereas it didn't before. So yeah, it was a lot of luck based, but I found a couple of lines that worked really well. So. And also the wheel fell off, the front wheel.
I never had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny.
When you land.
Yeah, when you land too hard, the wheels fell
off.
Yeah,
yeah. Sometimes they don't reach the finish line, so.
Yeah. Oh,
now I wish I played it more. Damn.
Oh, I'm sure they'll bring it back. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, well, hang on. Let's just say that out loud. Fingersoft, please bring it back.
Exactly, yes.
So,
something new.
So yeah, that was something new, something interesting.
Yeah.
And also it had a fixed part. The only part it had was landing boost. So you could get a little bit of speed up if you landed badly. Next one is the Pistons and Pigskins, which is a football-shaped ball, American football. I really don't like this one because it bounces funny and just stops all of a sudden.
It doesn't roll.
It doesn't roll. It just sort of flops. And you can't do the pinch method with the rally car, so you got to try and just hit it as hard as you can and hope that you don't hit a hill. What's your go-to method on this one, Jackrabbit?
I'm not the best person to ask because I only played 4 tickets and I didn't play it at all.
Can't really ask Eva because he doesn't do public events.
No, I don't do the football one. No.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorites, the football one. But that's okay. You get some good ones, you get some bad ones.
Yeah.
And that's what Reese said. He doesn't always do perfectly, Andy, but when he gets it right, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
On to the coming one next week is called The Heart Collector. And I dare say that would be one of those target runs that you have to hit the heart-shaped boxes.
Time bonus. Yeah.
That'd be for Valentine's Day, which is next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one looks like it will be fun. It always is fun.
We had that before, yeah.
All right, I'll
do that one because that is a it's close to my heart. Boom boom. Sorry. That was bad. No, I love it. I do that one because it's more of a time trial. I like those.
Yeah, it is a time trial one. All right, team events. Bill out of heck. Track one, long jump. I'm using the bus with jump shocks, wings, and thrusters. But I detune my thrusters to level 2 or 3 because level 4 it runs out of fuel too quickly. I reverse into the invisible wall, get rid of the roof, get rid of one passenger, and then go for it, jump over the water, heavy landing, drop another person, then jump up in the air, drop the last person, and then go for it. A lot of the CC ones are only getting rid of the roof and then jumping and getting rid of the passengers, but I can't work that one out, so I just stick with going backwards, and that gets me about 270 meters, which is about 7K, I think it was, score. What are you guys using on that one?
Very similar.
Yep. Very similar, as in the first one that I'm doing, or are you doing what the CC guys are doing?
No. I remove all the passengers. I hadn't I remove all the passengers. I hadn't reduced my thrusters down. I'd been thinking about it.
Definitely do it.
And I think the most I got was like a 6.5K run.
Yeah. Reduce your thrusters to level 2. That's what I've been doing lately.
Yep.
You get more time with your thrust. It's just not effective. But yeah, I find it a bit easier to deal. Track 2, we've got a time attack, and I'm using Tractor with, what is it?
AB wings and fuel boost.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah.
Afterburner, wings, and fuel boost. And I just get the perfect start, go as hard as you can with the throttle, and then as you, like, hit the back tire on one of the lumps, it brings you forward. Yeah. And smooth landing onto the ramp with the fuel boost, and then launch you over everything and hopefully land on the downslope. And then up into the finish line. Yes. I get that about 4 times out of 10. yeah, it's not an easy one, but when it works, it's really satisfying.
Yes.
Yes. Track 3, we've got crashing through breaking objects for time bonus. I'm using the CCEV with start boost, heavy weight, and the spoiler. This is the first time I've actually used the spoiler for anything.
Okay.
I find the downforce, it just helps break the logs and stuff as you're driving over them.
Okay.
What are you guys using?
I'm using the... I'm using the heavyweight wheels and start boost. No, sorry. Yeah, heavyweight wheels and start boost.
Yeah. And Jackrabbit?
I was using instead of the spoiler wings. I was getting 9. Yeah, I was getting 9K at some tries.
Yeah.
Especially when you just land properly on the logs that you have to break and the boxes, and yeah.
Yeah, I recommend taking off wings because you want to go down and hit them, not go over them.
That only means I haven't been talking to you lately because
yeah.
I don't know your setups.
Yeah, take the wings off and then chuck the spoiler on or your winter tires just for a bit of traction. Yeah, I average about 10,000, but I've maxed out at 12.3, I think it is.
Whoa.
On that track.
Yeah.
With the spoiler, you just get the perfect start and hold down the accelerator and it gets all of the first section and then all of the second section, and then you're onto that flat bit.
What's the level of your spoiler?
I think I got it to level 5.
Okay.
I had to use a lot of scrap.
Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't upgraded it at all. Yeah. So, yeah, that's track 3. And then track 4, we've got a time attack with flip bonuses. And I'm going with the scooter.
Mm-hmm.
Thrusters, flip boost, and air control. This one is tricky to try and get the line right. Yeah. I'm probably not the best person to be given advice because I only get about 4,000 on this track.
Yeah. I've been using the F1 car.
Yeah.
Without the flipping and getting 8.5.
Oh, yeah, I might have to change up my strategy.
Doing a really, really, really good run, like a 13.5.
A smooth one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And getting a really, really good run. So I think I've maxed to 8,400.
Yeah, right. What parts do you use?
Without actually doing any...
any flips.
Any flips, yeah.
Mm.
So using start boost, landing boost, and fuel boost. So
what downforce have you got?
2021. And it's this pirouette you do. You don't even spin. You just go up, land on the downhill, get a landing boost that sends you over that third ledge where you land on the fuel, with a landing boost on the fuel.
Yep.
When you land on the landing boost with the fuel, it then shoots you over the last one. If you go onto that track, you can see my PB. As you can see me as a friend, you can see my PB because I've only just done one.
Yeah.
So you can see where I'm landing and all that sort of stuff.
Excellent. I'll have to try it out.
Pity it's almost over.
I know. It finished up yesterday, so the next event is what I'm just about to talk about, called Billy Driver. This one is another 4-track event. It starts with a water run. Finish the track as fast as you can. So you've got a jet ski with afterburner, wings, and I think fuel boost. Can't remember. I haven't tried this one yet. I'm just going off videos and memory. distance drive as far as you can. This one's an uphill one. So probably go with buggy and Kanga. Track 3 is heartbreaking, breaking the objects. This one is rally car. Not sure what parts they're using. And then finish off is a cargo run with the rotator or what do you call it? Lowrider.
Oh, cool.
I'm probably going to use the rotator on that one.
Yep.
Yep. Rotator's a nice fast one. Oh, it's so good, isn't it? I've actually warmed up to it now because of your recommendations, and I'm getting a lot of personal bests, so that's good.
Yeah. You'll be surprised. Yeah. You'll be surprised once you get used to it. It is quite fast. Quite fast.
It's very fast.
Yeah.
All right, let's get our guests in.
So, do you want to introduce them, Pete, or do you want me to? Or hang on, could we get Jack Rabbit to introduce them?
Could we do one each?
Well, I was thinking more because she looks after a whole lot of stuff with the young stars, and
she sure does.
So I think it should be Jack Rabbit that introduces these guys.
Take it away, Jack Rabbit.
We would like to welcome our young stars. Four of them who are very active in the server. That's why I thought of inviting them for this episode. Welcome to the podcast. Hyped.
Hello.
Lunatic. Welcome to Hello. Welcome Lunatic. How are you?
Good, thank you. How about you?
Okay, I'm great. And welcome, Savage.
Hi, guys.
Say hello. Hi. Hello. And welcome, Spooky.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, before we forget, we do have to go out of our way and make both Hyped and TechXZ extremely welcome, because they are officially our first NZ players.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to clap.
It's an achievement. It's an achievement for us. It only took us 26 episodes. Yes. But a big warm welcome to both Hyped and Lunatic NZ. Thank you for coming on. Thanks again, Spooky and Savage as well. Thanks for the intro, Jackrabbit. There's four of you, so I think what we'll do is we'll ask for maybe a very quick intro from each of you, just to give us, you know, how long you've been playing, you know, what your favorite vehicle is, and any interest outside of HCR2. And then once we've done that, we'll get into questions. So who wants to start?
I'll go first.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. After you, Spooky.
Yeah, so I've been playing the game since the start, actually. I've only had around 2 million accounts. But started this one.
At all?
Yeah,
only
started
2 million.
Yeah, surprisingly. started this account on Christmas of 2021. Other interests, I do collect a little bit. Other than that, not too much.
What do you collect?
Yeah, I collect model cars, a bit of Hot Wheels, a bit of other things.
What's your favourite Hot Wheel?
Probably the one that my dad gave me.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Let me see what it is really quick. Someone else can do their intro in the meantime.
I'll go next.
Yep.
Hello, I am Hyped. I have been playing since mid-2019, around the same time Racing Truck came out.
Oh, wow.
I've been playing in AusNZ for maybe around a year and a half now, and I also like music.
May I just say, not just playing, but dominating in AusNZ.
Thank you.
Carry on.
I'll go next.
I was going to say, what type of music, Hyped?
I'm actually I can be a fan of all genres, really.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
Yeah, if you show me the right type of song, I might just enjoy it no matter what the genre is, really.
Yeah, fair enough.
I saw you liked one that Inno posted the other day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a specific type.
Nice.
That one was a really, like, quite a heavy metal music. That one was one of my personal favourites. Genres. Yeah. So that's good. Like everything, it's good. Always be happy when you're listening. Did you find out what your dad's favourite collectible was?
Yes, it is a 1968 Dodge Dart with blue flames on it.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
I've actually written... Go on.
He gave that to me on a trip to Mackay in 2015.
Oh, wow. Well, here you go. In 2010, I think it was. 2010, I was in Rockhampton in the back of a 1968 Dodge Dart doing laps of the city at a Chrysler weekend.
It was, thank God you said laps of the city.
Laps of the city. Doing laps of the city for a Chrysler weekend, I was photographing. It was so much fun. They are an amazing car.
Did you blow out your eardrums?
No, I was too busy holding on and holding a camera and trying to take photos as we were driving to do anything else other than, hanging out the window and doing stuff you're not supposed to do when you're driving a car. I wasn't driving, someone else was. But I was photographing other cars. I was hanging out the window. I was, lots of stupid things, which I don't condone other people doing.
But it is a lot of fun.
I was there photographing for a magazine. So, we did a lot of stupid stuff. Savage?
As long as you had fun.
Oh, it was always fun. Always fun. Whenever I've got a camera in my hand, I'm always doing something that I love, so it doesn't matter.
I'm Savage. I've been playing for about 3 years now. Joined Oz and Zed 2021. Other than school and games and that, I ride bikes. That's about it.
Okay, bikes. Motorbikes?
Mountain bikes.
Mountain bikes, okay.
Oh, one of Murray's favourite things to do.
Yeah.
He's right into his bikes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard the episode, but he was hosting one of the bike tournaments in Melbourne.
Oh,
even went to meet him.
Yeah, BMX.
Oh, cool.
That was a weird conversation. I walked up to him with a camera bag over my shoulder and a camera in my hand. And said, "I'm here. It's Eva." He looked me up and down. He goes, "Yeah, you can just stand over there." And I just went, "No, it's Eva from Hill Climb Racing." And the face just changed from, involved person of interest who was looking after an event to, "Oh yeah, how you doing?" Laid back, relaxed. So do you go mountain bike, like downhill mountain bike, or?
Yeah, bit of all of it, like uphill, downhill, jumps, all that. There's some good tracks around my house.
No, very cool. Very cool.
I've always liked the idea of doing downhill mountain biking, but it always scares me too much to try it out.
Yeah, it is pretty scary.
Dangerous.
I bought a mountain bike. I did it once. We rode for like 40 minutes into this spot, and everybody's like, "Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. Okay, we've now reached where we wanted to get to." And I'm like, "What?" 40 minutes later, we've reached where we want to get to. I just want to get the hell out of here. Wow. So,
yeah, I've broken a few bones, so it's a bit sketchy. Yeah.
Breaking bones is not on my list of things to do, especially on a bike.
There's actually a bike track just down the street from me, and I've seen many people go over their bars just riding down the first hill because it is very steep.
Yep. And people forget about centers of gravity, which is what we learn in HCR2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially on the motocross.
Let's now listen to Lunatic's intro. How are you, Luna? Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Lunatic. I've been playing since 2018, not on this account. It's kind of that game that I played on my mum's phone when she was in the clothing shops. Mm-hmm. And I started playing on my account at the start of 2021, I think. I got my phone for Christmas, 2020.
Yep, cool.
And I joined AusNZ first, right at the start of 2022 in February, I think. Why not?
You're doing well to remember.
I started at the start of... No, wait, never mind. It was 2020 that I started. I joined AusNZ3. I remember I quite liked to annoy Pete.
I think that's a given.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pete's easy to annoy.
Yeah, everyone does it. Especially Mad Max.
Mad Max always annoys Pete.
Oh, he does. Always. So, Luna, you used to play on your mum's phone. Does that mean that she also plays Hill Climb?
No, she just kind of downloaded it for me so I could have something
okay.
to play. She's never really played it at all. She thinks it's that stupid phone game.
It's a silly little 2D racing game.
Yeah.
My uncle actually showed me the game.
Oh, cool.
Excellent.
I remember I was jealous of him because it was the first when the monster truck came out and he matched it straight away, so I stole his phone once and played it.
Nice.
Does he still play Spooky?
No. He's gone through around 20 phones through then and I don't think he's downloaded it again.
Oh, damn.
That's a shame.
I was going to say, you know, did you outdo him? Is that why he's not playing anymore?
That's probably the real reason.
I think I got into HCR2 because I just remembered it existed when I got my first phone.
Yep.
I think I first played HCR1 on my mum's phone when I was like 6 or 7. I'd just randomly play it when she was busy doing something. And I was left in the car or something. She'd give me a phone and, ooh, look at this game.
Same.
And then, a few years later, I decided to start playing HCR2 and got into that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I played the second game before I played the first game.
Ooh,
and I sort of never liked the first game.
Yeah, I think going from 2 back to 1 is never going to work because 1 was great on its own, but when 2 came out, all the extra bits you could do playing the game kind of changed the idea of putting it down for something else. So there's only so much you can do adventure before you get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got
very, very quickly playing adventure. That's what I do when I am struggling to sleep. So I just play a bit of adventure and then instantly asleep.
So is that boring?
I'm joking.
All right, so let's go down the list. Who's favourite car? Favourite go-to car for anything?
Buggy. Savage?
Hyped as buggy?
Probably rally car.
Rally car for Savage?
Super diesel.
Super diesel for Lunatic, okay.
By coincidence, I prefer the monster truck to any other car.
Yeah, the monster truck was always my favourite. It only just got pipped by the rotator recently. Yeah.
I don't have the rotator parts upgraded enough to enjoy it yet.
Yeah. Well, anything you can do with the monster, you can do with the rotator. It is just as good.
Yeah, I'm going to go Kanga the rotator.
You can't Kanga the rotator, but
I know.
But it's safer going into tunnels and stuff where the monster can be a bit dangerous. But the dynamics of the monster and the rotator are very similar.
I think if your favorite vehicle was monster truck, the rotator not having Kanga isn't a big deal because monster truck doesn't have a very useful Kanga in the first place.
Oh, unless you're Alex.
I was just about to say that. You guys tried that challenge in the Jump Shocks channel?
Yeah, you pinned the comment for me and I gave it a go.
Yeah.
I posted my run in that channel.
Oh, yep. I've got to go have a look. I haven't been in there for yonks. All right. Pete, what do you think?
Yes.
Jackrabbit, we should start asking some questions.
Yes, I think we should.
Absolutely, okay. We should. Did you have a personal one, Jackrabbit, that you had saved up?
Oh, it's on the questions channel. I have a list of my own questions there. Yeah.
Okay. I've got one that I haven't written down yet, and it's school related because we've got the school channel. What's your favorite subject in school?
Ooh. Probably science, I'd say.
Yep.
Because my teacher's Italian.
I would say maybe digital technologies for me.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know too.
Oh, it's
what goes on digital technology?
Probably a pretty new subject.
Yeah, it sucks.
What are they teaching in that, Hyped?
Just how to use computers, basically. Coding.
Like coding and things like that.
There's also media design, stuff like that.
Mm. Okay, yep. Great.
What language are they coding in now?
currently, we've started learning Python.
Python, yep, cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing HTML. That's pretty good.
I did a bit of that last year.
Oh, yeah, you're a year ahead of me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm gonna
Is home time
age.
A subject?
Sorry?
Is home time a subject?
can be.
I would excel at home time. I'm sure you excel at home time as well.
The last bell is my favourite subject.
Yeah. Mine back in the day was probably PE.
I like that.
PE or science.
PE is good.
Yeah, because PE is impossible to fail.
You haven't met some of my friends.
Yeah. The only way to fail is by not doing anything at all.
Yeah, not doing anything at all. Yeah. And my favourite subject in year 11 and 12 was chemistry. We had a really amazing teacher who, Mrs. Stock, I'll pay her respects. She was amazing. She made us want to learn about chemistry. It was amazing.
Yeah. I've really been enjoying maths at the moment, even though it's just got a new teacher for it. She's not as good as my old one. It was the greatest teacher I've ever had. He was so lovely.
Mm-hmm.
He made me really enjoy
my science and math teacher last year was really good. He actually knew what he was talking about, unlike others.
Yeah, it helps when the teacher knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, it helps. It helps. Yeah.
My teacher last year.
As long as they're one lesson in front of everyone else, then they'll be right.
He was at least a semester ahead of everyone in lessons.
Yeah. All right, very good. Should we move on to the community questions?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Give it a go.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go
Eva,
first.
Do you want to start? Oh, Jackrabbit, you go.
Yeah, Jay,
I'll go first with a fun question, which is a question that's usually asked from podcast guests. So the question is, what is your favorite type of cheese?
Oh, this is going to be a controversial answer from me. I'm not vegan at all, but I actually prefer vegan cheese over normal.
What?
Okay,
I'm going to say it for you right now, Hyped. I'm going to delete that comment.
No, it is actually pretty tasty. Like, it has a certain flavour to it, and it melts in your mouth, doesn't
it? I feel like people don't really know how to use it, though. You can't use it for all the same types of food as normal cheese. You can put it in some different stuff.
Yeah, I must say, I'm not going to delete that, because at the end of the day, I've never tried it, so I'm the sort of person that, until I've tried something, I won't bag it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific?
Give it a try.
I don't recommend.
Is there a specific brand? Okay. All right.
There's quite a few. They all taste pretty similar.
Pretty similar.
I can't remember.
Right. I will give that a go, and I will let you know what I think.
Yeah.
While you're at it, try the vegan burger patties, the Beyond Burgers.
Not a fan.
Mm.
Yeah, don't they use like veggies and stuff in there?
Yeah, there's no meat in it, so yeah.
Why don't you just eat meat?
Okay. We're getting sidetracked. How about you, Luna? What's your favorite type of cheese?
My favorite cheese right now is actually brie cheese, so it's really nice on crackers.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, my dog loves cheese, so I reckon he'd give that a go.
So, Spooky, what's your favorite type of cheese?
Probably just some shredded mozzarella or something like that. Don't really focus on cheeses.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, and Savage?
Oh, I like blue cheese, actually. They're actually quite nice.
That's interesting.
That's good.
Yeah,
like a real strong flavour.
Yeah,
I actually do. Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Someone cannot tell me they dislike vegan cheese and then say their favourite's blue cheese. That just doesn't work.
Like,
it's much better.
I always wonder about blue cheese. Like, someday, somebody somewhere said, yeah, that blue stuff, we haven't eaten that. Looks bad. Let's try it anyway.
It's just a little tricky.
Like, oh, no, the cheese has gone bad. Oh, well. Let's eat it.
Well, I'm hungry. Let's eat it anyway. Oh, look at this. No.
It's a little tricky to get your head around eating mold.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I personally do quite like blue cheese as well. So.
Yeah.
That's good to hear someone else does.
I'm yet to try blue cheese.
I've tried it, and wasn't the best thing I've ever eaten.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. Yeah. That's for sure.
All right, I've got a question from Fiery. He's got four questions, but I'm gonna ask just one of them. How did you come up with your name? So we'll start with Savage.
I think I was about 12 or something, and I just had to create a name for a game, and Savage Cabbages sounded cool. So, yeah.
Savage Cabbages.
Is that something out of Savage Garden?
I don't think so.
And it was shortened because you can't have that long a word in HCR, can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'll go with that. Hyped?
I think I was about 10 when I came up with this name. I first used
it... So he was just hyped to be here.
Yeah, I first used it in an online browser game on Google called Moomoo.io.
I remember that game.
Yeah. it's pretty...
All the .io games.
Yeah, they were great. They've kind of all died now, unfortunately. Not as popular anymore.
No, you played Doodle Champions on Google, that's good.
I've heard of that, I think. I just thought it sounded like it made sense to me. Like, oh yeah, I'm always hyped. Sounds like a gaming name. Sense.
That's true.
Yep.
Lunatic, what about you?
My name actually came from my dog, whose name is Luna, who is also my profile picture. And...
Oh, that's nice.
My dad.
A very cute dog, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. I actually came up with the name of my dog. My parents thought she was named after Luna Lovegood. She thought I named her after Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. But a few years later, I told them that it was actually after Stampy Cat's dog from his lovely world in Minecraft. Which, I'm not sure if she was too happy to hear about that. She really likes the name.
Well, Luna's a good name.
Whenever I think of your name, Lunatic, all I can think is how well it would fit into this great community called Asylum.
Yeah.
No. We're not poaching here.
Come on, okay. That's bad etiquette.
Spooky, where did your name come from?
Uh, actually, my sister and I were just trying to figure out an Xbox name for me because we just had this basic name, going through a bunch of them, and my sister just randomly decided Spooky would be a good name, so I've stuck with that ever since.
Sounds good.
Very nice.
I think my name's been around since about 2016 when I started using it for Minecraft.
And it's even Minecraft, it was Lunatic NZ or yeah, just Lunatic?
It was Lunatic NZ.
Oh, cool. I've
kept it for a long time, never changed it.
It's interesting, excellent, isn't it?
Hmm.
We get attached
to
these
names.
Yeah,
I've always had my name.
Yeah, well, you were born with that name, Pete. After you, Pete, your turn.
Yes, I've got one here from Larrikin. He would like to know, when you walk into Macca's, what is your go-to order?
Macca's.
Oh.
Macca's.
Oh, that's crazy.
McDonald's.
I never have McDonald's. I've had it 3 or 4 times in my life, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, wow. I generally get a double McChicken with a grape frozen Coke and fries.
Yum. That sounds good.
Sometimes
I mean the only thing,
apple pie too.
Oh, I've burnt my mouth on that way too many times. I can't have them anymore.
I know.
The only thing I like from Macca's is their frappes when they actually have the machine working.
Yeah, I know. What's with that? They never work.
Mm. I feel like there's so many memes about the ice cream machine at McDonald's never working. I feel like it's the coffee and frozen Coke machines that never work, not the ice cream machines.
Apparently people that built their machines rigged it so Macca's can pay them to fix it often or something like that.
Yeah.
The ice cream machine usually breaks down because I used to work for McDonald's as a manager for 6 years, okay? So it's there's something that spins inside, so many parts inside that you have to fix, to install for it to work. You know, it freezes up. So that's why there are times that they don't serve sundaes or ice creams. So that's what happens.
Is that how they make their soft serve?
Why would they make
something? Yeah, it's the same soft serve.
Gives you frozen food that a part inside it freezes up and doesn't work.
Well, the laws of thermodynamics, Pete.
It's what they call the Taylor machine that makes the sundaes, the vanilla sundae. Do you have that in Australia?
Yeah. So that's the same machinery, the Taylor's.
It's the brand that, you know, that you have to call the technician, and before he gets there, it takes a while, so sometimes there's no sundae served. That's what happens.
what about you, Savage?
Oh, I haven't been to Macca's in ages. I wouldn't have a clue.
Cool.
That's okay.
Yeah, all right. The parents make me eat healthy a lot.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Yes.
It is my turn. I'm going to ask another question from Larrikin because I really like that one. Do you think, I'm going to mix that with another question from another team, from GDR. Because GDR and Larrikin have asked similar questions, but GDR has gone a little bit further. So Larrikin's asked, do you think a Young Stars team would be a success? And GDR's said, if you had a team full of Young Stars, do you think you guys could be constant in team in Division 1 or CC?
Could be at least a Division 1 team.
Yeah.
Division 1 team. All the Young Stars do pretty well. Lots of strong Young Stars.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm having a crack at CC right now, and I reckon I'd be better off in Division 1 for right now, because I have a relatively low GP.
Same here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, GP, I've always said GP is not the be-all and end-all.
because it's having the right GP, not just having GP, having the right GP. I mean, you know, Pete talked about getting the bus and lowering it down to 2 for the thrusters. And, you know, like, who would have thought of that? You know, a year ago, who would have thought about, you know, lowering a maximum, you know, to make it go faster or further or whatever?
Well, that's the thing. That's a new-ish kind of update. You never used to be able to down-tune.
Yep. And even you couldn't
down-tune. And when they did that, it was a game-changer, wasn't it?
Yeah. Especially with things like downforce. I remember when the F1 first came out, you know, I had all this saved up coins, so I was playing the game, playing the car, building the GP on that on the F1, and it got to a point where I went past 10 or 12 on downforce and it just went slower. And then I couldn't turn it back. So I stopped upgrading. But so the general consensus is you guys would all be in a high Division 1 or CC team?
Yep.
Yeah, I reckon Division 1 would work.
Yeah, I feel like CC would be pretty hard. You've got to have a great range of players.
When you're saying great range of players, you're talking about...
Quantity as well.
Jump shock ability... quantity as well. Oh, we're talking about a full team here, a full team of 50 of just young stars.
Yeah, I feel like that could work for CC.
Yep.
It's a possibility.
I'm a firm believer that you guys would work in CC.
And it would probably bring a few back that have lost interest a little bit too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Savage, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking the same, probably Div 1 and... it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think the only problem is it would take away from other AusNZ teams.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the reason you haven't done it yet, isn't it?
Yeah.
No comment.
No comment. Over to you, Jabot.
Okay, I will ask one of my questions. What is the most challenging part of the game for you? And why?
Anything involving mono wheel, because it's mono wheel.
Like, is it cops or adventure or time trial? What's like difficult and you find it, you know, not so enjoyable?
Depends what you mean by difficult. I find cups the most difficult to play because it's just not enjoyable for me. But adventure is actually hard to play.
I find time trials quite tricky because I don't have very many less used cars upgraded, so it's really tricky for me to get any good times because all the any good rankings because all the cars that are upgraded are very contested.
What about you, Spooky?
I find adventure difficult. For me, because, you know, I've gotten to the point where it's actually kind of difficult to earn stars now. I'm trying to max out stars in Forest, and I've gotten 2 cars to 9,800, and it's made me want to punch my screen.
That means you have to go through it again.
Yeah, and those 2 cars happen to be Moonlander and Supercar, so...
Oh, Moonlander, okay. I don't even use Moonlander. Okay.
Yeah, well,
What about Wade? Hold on, Eva.
What's your total?
Savage.
Yeah, I'm the same with Spooky, except I don't have the patience, so it's quite hard for me.
I haven't had the patience for a while.
Yep.
And you guys should try having 3.7 million. Every time you get, like, 3 stars, I want to just... or a party or something.
Oh, trust me, that's happened to me a couple times with, like, the snowmobile in certain maps. I would get past my record and immediately flip over.
Yep.
Oh, how frustrating.
Yep. Yeah.
But you see, you guys find that frustrating and you're at 9.8 kilometres. I find it frustrating when I'm at 2.7 kilometres. And I'm like, yay, I finally passed that. Oh, shit.
Trust me, I did that with the... I have 10k now, but I did that with the snowmobile at 9.5 at least 4 times in a row.
In winter, I finally passed 8.8k with snowmobile, and I flipped over at 8.9.
I have like 2 cars past 8.6k in winter.
Yeah, winter's very fun in my opinion.
I completely love. Yeah, I don't play maps that I don't find entertaining.
I was watching one of DeBell's videos of his 10k with the monster truck on countryside, and then at the end of it, there's all the bad runs that he put together as a bit of a joke reel, and I'm sitting there going, "Oh my god, that's painful."
How is it still
playing? Yeah, watch his move.
His Moonlander one. Yeah, his Moonlander one. That was hideous. I was about ready to punch my screen, and I wasn't even playing it.
I have broken one of my old tablets to hill climb.
Yeah. The greatest part of that video is when the protagonist won. Zoro only spent 3 hours on that record.
Yeah, he spent 40 or 30.
Yeah.
Yep.
He got
Zoro
it eventually.
Alive.
Yep.
Yeah.
At least he got a good amount of coins from it.
Yeah, true. True.
NKMs.
True.
Got around 1,000 apparently from just Moonlander.
Me and Hypes had a bit of a conversation with Zoro the other night. We managed to break his ego.
I actually burst him in chess. Didn't go too well. I sacrificed.
Did he beat you or you beat
him? I sacrificed my queen.
I hope Zoro doesn't win this one.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. All right. Pete, you're up.
Yep, I'm up. All right. So seeing as we're on the conversation of adventure and whatnot, I'll ask my question. For all, what adventure map have you driven the furthest with? Furthest on with the monowheel?
I'll need to check that.
I wish all of them were negative meters.
Well, that's not the question, so...
I think it's forest.
I might have done like 3 attempts in each map. Not sure at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I don't touch the monowheel unless I'm about to get another canyon nearing.
I try.
So I think my furthest would be, my best would be forest, and I've driven 6.4 km on it, I think.
That's decent.
I failed on that second big jump thingo.
Still more than me.
You know those big jump thingos at 4.6 and so on?
Yep.
Like the big jump? Yeah, kind of like went straight into the water and missed a ledge.
I'm really disappointed in that because not in your run. I'm just saying the water in forest is hit and miss. Some of them you can drop in and then not die.
Yeah.
And some of them you drop in and you die. And it's like, it's inconsistent.
You don't realise until you've fallen in.
Yeah. And you don't realise until it's too late. And it's like, there goes another 6 Ks of boredom.
On a similar
note, haven't touched
the most adventure map, or the adventure map I've played the most is definitely City.
Oh, wow.
That used to be my favourite map.
What's your favourite now?
No, it's not. Probably forest, because it had my furthest distance on it.
Yeah, same.
I recently did a 21.7 with the racing truck, so...
Oh, wow, good job.
My furthest
distance
with
monowheel is Rust Bucket Reef, where I have 4,900.
Oh, I hate Rust Bucket Reef.
I actually got the 10k pretty recently and discovered that it was so easy.
Which vehicle?
I got it with Super Diesel first, I think. Then I got it with CCV the next try.
So is that all Kanga?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have 3 or 4 cars on Rust Bucket that are sitting at 9.5k.
Yeah.
and I haven't got a 10k on the map yet.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yes. Eva, you're up.
So from Aiden, OzNZ Aiden, big shout out to you, mate. Who would be the Youngstar team chief?
Alpha.
I'm not sure. I don't know many of the Youngstars.
I'll just vote. I feel like Alpha would just work as a leader well. I'll just vote Hype.
I will lead.
We can all lead. Communism.
So no one thinks Mad Max is a good team chief? Youngstar team
chief? Well, for being honest, I kind of forgot he's a Youngstar.
he still is.
I feel like he would be all
Mad Max.
And he wasn't listening to hear that either. So. He was in there before, but he left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. Poor Mad Max.
Yeah, I feel like he'd work well as a co-leader, but I don't know about. Team leader in general.
A team chief.
Well, he's been a team leader before, and he actually
wasn't that like Aussie Aliens?
Yeah, Aussie Aliens, and he merged with OzNZ with them, so he's actually a pretty good leader.
Yeah.
That's if he comes back to the game. He said he was going to quit the other day, didn't he?
Oh. There's things going round, but I don't think he was serious.
Oh, he left the team.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, he did. He'll just be taking a bit of a break.
Maybe.
Focus on schooling.
Yeah.
Interesting. Alrighty. Is it JR?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I have another question. What is your favorite channel in the OzNZ Discord community server?
Let's go check.
Probably the adventure channel, because I can post the things that my cars do that don't car. Yep.
I quite like the
when the car.
You go.
Now you go. Forgot what I was going to say.
I like the player achievements channel.
I agree. I like seeing all the players' new achievements. But I also like all of the social channels.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the social channels are good.
Indeed.
I think everyone had a go? Okay.
Did Savage say his?
Yeah, I said probably general public or social channels.
Oh, yeah, right. On.
Okay.
I got a little bit of a silly one from RF Racing. Who do you think would be able to make their bed the quickest? Brock. And there's a list of people here. So we've got the mighty Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a young and energetic Elizabeth II in her prime, me, RF Racing, or Colonel Sanders, the late great Pope John Paul II, Woody from Toy Story, Bong Bong Marcos, the 17th president of the Philippines, Jimmy Donaldson, better known as his online persona, Mr. Beast.
I feel like it'll be between Dwayne The Rock Johnson for his strength and agility and Woody from Toy Story because he's probably been in a lot of kids' beds throughout the years. His toy career.
Hey, yo.
He is also made out of fabric.
He's also made out of fabric, and voiced by Tom Hanks.
Fear about that himself.
Yeah, probably The Rock.
Yeah, either that or Mr. Beast. He could pay someone to make his bed. Yeah, make it a challenge. I don't think Elizabeth II has ever made her own bed. Probably gets it done for her.
I was thinking that too.
That is true.
Their bed wins $1 million challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say Colonel Sanders. I reckon he'd be pretty good. that was a bit of fun, that one. All right, Eva, you're up.
Yeah, I'm just setting up for the quiz in the background. There's a couple of questions One from DeBell. Who do you think is the best oceanic player at adventure? I think that's a self-answered question.
No. Obviously, it's tricky.
Yeah. I honestly think that it's between... Ooh. It is actually pretty close between DeBell, Tricky, and Endog.
What about Cheese?
He hasn't played Adventure in a while.
He's on 3.
He was good this time.
Yeah, he's sitting on 3.1 million stars or something.
So I'm not sure where he would land these days if he still played Adventure. I think I would honestly say Endog. He's growing stars faster than Tricky or DeBell. He isn't very active in the OzNZ server or anything, but he's really good.
He does stream on the Passionate Adventures server every now and again. He streamed himself getting the 10k with the motocross in winter.
Yeah, I was there, I believe.
Motocross in winter. You were. Oh my god, that just sounds nasty.
Yeah, with kangaroo.
With kangaroo.
You're gonna do some no fueling with it. He was stuck at around 9k for five minutes.
Oh god.
Yeah, the motocross kanga isn't actually too bad, I reckon. Unless you flip over.
Yeah, it's hit and miss for me. I get times when I look at it and go, "Yep, that was perfect." And how can I complain about this? And then there are times I just go...
I feel like the landing boost is pretty good on it, and its jump shocks are really good.
Yeah.
But they feel kind of inconsistent.
Yeah, inconsistent, spongy.
I think it's just the suspension on the vehicle in general, though.
Yeah, we did a no-fuel team event motocross thinger a while back.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember that was in Forest, and I got no further than the 1,100 meter
that
hill.
Hill's not very fun with certain vehicles.
Yeah, I had like level 5 jump shocks at the time of that, so that wasn't too fun.
I think I remember that event, and it made me actually enjoy the motocross a little bit more than I used to. Yeah, from memory.
Still hate the motocross, though.
I don't mind it. I reckon it's not too bad. It has a very similar feel to the buggy.
I think it's a bit in the middle for me.
They do.
It's not too bad, but it's not amazing either. In the middle of the pack.
Yeah. It's a mid-range vehicle.
I think my last question was, choose 5 players that you want to be a part of your team.
Ooh. From the OzNZ community or all around the world?
No, anywhere. Just anybody. You'd have your magic team.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll start with throwing Cheese in there. Everyone needs Cheese in their team.
My favorite Cheese.
Even if it's not vegan cheese, but that's all right.
Yeah. After that, I'd reckon I'd go BG. Then I'll throw Hyped in there, because, you know, he's good. Trying to think of people on the spot. No, I'm blanking. I'd probably throw Verishak in there, actually. He's pretty good. And then I'll end it off with Vocope.
Yeah, I think Verishak is a pretty good idea because he would attract a lot of attention for the team.
Didn't he?
That's a different way to say it.
Yeah, I think he started his own team up again.
And he's good at team events, of course.
I'm not sure about that team. I know he was... I could reach out to Tessa and ask the questions. I'll do that. I'll follow it up. I'll reach out to Tessa, see what he's doing.
I thought he left out of order, the second team.
He might have, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'd say my top 5
not sure.
Well, first of all, my top one would definitely be Linus. I'd love to be in a team with Linus.
So that Leo, though?
Leo, yeah. Even if he's banned, rest in peace. Great team member. It's a struggle to think of them.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. There is lots and lots of players.
And not a single one of you has picked
Pete,
me.
Pete, of course.
Disappointing.
What about
Nidwig?
What about you, Luna?
You
have your five players?
Piped. Verishak. Indog. PR Linus. He'd be pretty cool. And I'm not really sure. Maybe DeBell? Tricky? Or Cheese?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's good. That's more than five, and that's good.
Didn't okay, Linus how about Savage? Go to Project Germany and immediately switch back to Discord?
Oh. I thought he was still in it.
No, I joined back Discord, but he went to Project Germany for a bit.
Oh, he might have been joining with Lenny.
Let's go back to the question and ask Savage, who's your top five pick players for your team?
Probably Hyped. He's pretty good. Storm. But he's not very active now. Leo, Lou, Zoro, and is that five?
That's four. One more?
Oh, and Linus.
Okay.
You hosted.
Very good. Is that everyone?
Zoro without Linus?
Yeah, that's everyone.
All right, yeah. Last question from me before we get to the quiz, and it's a quick one. From Linge, who is your favourite young star? To go first?
Maybe Maxi, to be honest. Yeah, he's always a good fun.
Luna?
I'm not really sure. Maybe Fiery? He's pretty cool to chat to.
Very good. Spooky?
Yeah, I reckon I might go Max as well. He's really active, talks a lot, bit of fun to talk to.
Excellent. And lastly, Savage.
Yeah, I'd say Mad Max. He's cool.
Oh, there you go. Well done, Mad Max. You're popular.
Yeah.
Welcome, Max. You're my $50 now.
All right, let's...
if it's worth $50, I'm going to say Mad Max four times. I need the money.
Say Mad Max into the mirror three times, and he'll appear.
Yeah, Mad Max for president. There you go. There's another.
All right, let's get into the Never Have I Ever challenge, the HDR 2 edition. Did you want to take the honors of asking the questions, Jack Rabbit?
Let's do it in an orderly manner. Who's in your spreadsheet? Who comes first, next, third, and last?
I've put them in order as they appear in the podcast recording section. So Savage, Hyped, Lunatic, Spooky.
Okay.
So ask your question.
Yes.
And you can, if you can answer in that order, I'll score in
that
order.
Yeah, let's go with that order. Savage, Hyped, Luna, and Spooky, right? Okay, let's start. So this is the Never Have I Ever Hill Climb Racing 2 edition. So 1 point each for the question that you have never done before. Okay, are we clear?
Yep.
Okay, let's start with the first question. Never have I ever missed a team event.
Yeah.
Savage?
I have. I've missed a few.
Okay. Luna?
I've missed one or two. Not very many, though.
You have also. Okay, Spooky?
Yes.
Yes, I think everyone had missed.
Yeah, okay. I have.
Hyped?
Yeah, he did. Okay. Next question. Never have I hated a public event. Savage?
I hate, like, all of them.
I'd say there's probably two or three.
Okay, and hey?
Yeah, they're a bit boring now.
Probably like two or three. I like the rest are all eh.
Okay. Luna?
I'm pretty much the same as Savage. I don't really play very many. I've done, I think, about 9 out of the 90 that I've done. I've completed 9 of them.
Okay, and Spooky?
Yeah, I tend to hate most of them, especially the one right now.
Yeah, the football is terrible.
That's so popular. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the third question. Never have I ever picked an easier map for the boss level. Savage?
I do that like every single time. I always do that. Yeah.
Anymore.
I would cheat.
But when I do, really get a boss, I would say I almost always change it. Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Luna?
I always change it.
Yeah, always change it. And Spooky?
Yeah, I change it all the time, but I used to do it the long way before I learned about the languages. So I used to swipe out the game, load it up, and then if it was a map I still didn't like, I'd have to start it, close it, and do the thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Take 10 minutes to do one boss level.
For those listening who don't know how to do that, if you get a boss run and change the language in game, you can get a different map for the boss.
You can also do it by going into a challenge and tapping the collect button if it's not completed. And that also resets it.
Ah.
I didn't know about that.
So, how'd you do that one again? Go into a friend challenge
if you go
and then
into
do
the, if you go into the tasks and you can't do it anymore, but there used to be a button underneath all the tasks that you would press to collect it. And if you hadn't finished the task, then it would reset the map.
Oh, the daily challenge tasks.
You can't do that anymore since they've updated it.
Okay. So next. Mm-hmm.
Last week's episode, or last episode, where Jack Rabbit talked about it, and the guy from Fingersoft, but they said if it disappears, it's her fault. Here we are talking about it again. So don't listen to this, Fingersoft. It's we're not going to talk.
Just fast forward this bit.
It's just part of the quiz. Okay. Let's go to the fourth question. Yeah, have you ever scrapped legendary parts before exit?
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
Savage, goes first.
Yeah, I have. When I was pretty bad at the game, I did. Yeah.
You scrapped. Okay, good. Not good. And,
unfortunately have, and I regret it.
And Luna?
I scrapped all my legendary parts till I was about 2,000 carriage power.
All of your legendary. Okay. And Spooky.
I've scrapped at least 500,000 scrap worth of legendaries before I learnt not to do it.
Wow.
I think all of us started playing when we were so young that we didn't really have any sense of what to do.
Yeah. I've been struggling with track 2 in the team event because I scrapped my track to fuel boost, so I have to do it a different way.
Oh, yes.
The whole time I've just used the scooter. Mm. I mean, I get 13.2 sometimes. Seconds, not A, obviously.
Yeah, there's a tactic on scooter if you use the thrusters up and over. No?
I use scooter for track 4.
I struggle with track 4 with any of it.
Oh, okay.
I average around 11 and I get like 11 and a half seconds per run.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Going back to the
Is that start boost and Kanga?
No, that is thrusters, air control, and flip boost.
Yeah, I struggle with that track. Earlier today, I actually got 37.8k in the team event with like 11 seconds in track 4.
I'm sitting on 31k.
Yeah, I've got a really good first three tracks. It would have been 40k if someone else played track 4 for me.
Yeah, don't get me to do that for you, because I'm just terrible.
I'm the most terrible. Going back to the quiz. Going back to the quiz. Have you ever used up all special tickets on a single run?
Yes.
No, I haven't. I don't think.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
And hyped?
Many times.
Yeah.
Yes,
and Luna?
I have.
Spooky?
No, not on one run.
Not on one run. Okay. Next question. Have you ever had a perfect 40k score?
I actually don't.
No, I haven't, unfortunately.
No, for Savage? How are you?
Yeah,
hyped?
No, I don't
about
think
you?
I have. Actually,
what's the closest to 40k score that you've had? 39.9?
Before the 15k scoring system, of course. I think 39.7 or 39.8k.
Oh, that's so close to 40k. Yeah.
It's very close.
Oh my god. Pretty hyped for that one.
Yeah. And Luna, have you had a 40k score?
10K,
or what's your closest?
The 10k system was removed. My highest score was, my highest ever score was 33k, I think.
33k. So you've never had a 40k score. And Spooky, how about you?
Yeah, haven't got one, but my closest before the new system was a low 34, I believe.
Okay. Okay. So the next question is, the next question is, have you ever fallen asleep while grinding adventure map? Savage?
No, I haven't.
No. Okay.
No, I don't think I have.
Luna?
No, I don't sleep very well while I'm doing something. I have to lie there for half an hour or so to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Okay. And Spooky?
I have not fallen asleep.
You have not fallen asleep. So I therefore conclude that most of the older players tend to feel sleepy when doing adventure maps.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
No, that's just my theory.
Sorry, Spooky.
You're calling me old.
Spooky, you've never fallen asleep.
But you have to remember.
Never fallen asleep?
No, I haven't.
Wow, that's impressive.
I usually don't.
I need to go to a doctor about that.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty tired.
Okay, where are we now? Okay, and the next question after that is: Have you ever taken a long break from playing HCR2, Savage?
Yes, I have. When I first started playing about 3 years ago, I stopped for about six months or so.
Okay.
I think the longest break I took was just a month or two because I lost my phone.
You lost your phone
for 2 months? It wasn't even intentional.
Okay. How about you, Luna? Have you taken
since
a break?
I've had my account, I've never really taken a full break, but I have had some consistent weeks where I've been under 30 kilometers so for a few months.
That's okay. But not a long break. Yeah, and spooky.
Yeah, when I first got the game, I think I had a 3 month break or so.
Okay. And then the next question is, have you ever rage quit at some point in time in playing the game? Savage.
I have, but I've never, like, uninstalled or anything. I just sort of put it down for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I have never.
How about you, Hyped? You've never rage quit. Okay. And
yes,
Luna?
I have. I get very annoyed at some of these team events. And I just kind of put my phone down and watch TV or something.
Yeah. And Spooky?
I did break that. I did break that tablet. I have thrown my phone on lots of occasions.
Yeah.
Probably an unhealthy amount.
Okay. And okay, is this question applicable?
Pick a team member.
Yeah, or ban someone from the server. Maybe we'll skip two questions and go to the last one. Have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no face reveal yet.
In the PA server yesterday, Eric and DeBell started playing tic-tac-toe on an image of my forehead.
I've actually seen a few people with your face as their server emoji, their profile picture.
Yeah, Endog has it right now.
That's funny. Yeah, and you, Luna, have you done a face reveal?
I might have done it on the AusNZ server at one point.
And you have in the Kiwi server.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done it in the Kiwi server. I've done it in a couple smaller servers as well. But.
And Spooky, how about you?
Yes, I believe I have.
You have, okay. So, we've remove two questions. The total is 10. So let's wait for Eva for.
Okay, so we have a clear winner.
Oh,
I was going into the last round thinking we were going to have another heat, a dead heat for first place, but we have a clear winner, Savage on 6 points, followed closely by Lunatic and Spooky both on 7, and Hyped on 8.
That's the highest ever.
So, that's one of the highest scores ever. Like, Inno and Will both got 8s as well. So, So, wow. Savage, congratulations. You've won.
Absolutely cool. Nothing.
you've won absolutely nothing. And because you haven't beat Notorious, you kind of don't even get your name in the server anymore.
Yeah, make it your proudest position.
Yes, you can. You won something. It was not that amazing, but made us laugh.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
And we got sidetracked so many times. Yes. Which was kind of why we asked the questions. It's a bit of fun. Yeah. So that kind of leads us into wrapping up the episode. I personally wanted to say thank you to both Hyped and Lunatic NZ, our first guests from New Zealand
It's been amazing having you on.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for making the time for us. Hopefully we might be able to twist.
No problem.
Well, yeah, no problems. And to Savage and Spooky, the same warm thanks for spending your time with us on a Saturday. Really appreciate having you, all four of you on, but even you two from Australia. It's been good fun to get to know you guys. I like the fact that we have the Youngstar channel and all that sort of stuff. It makes our server a whole lot more fun for everybody, which is, you know, the community aspect of our server is what it's all about. It's great that I've put a name to some of the people that I've played with on some of these teams and been able to put a voice to a name. It's great. Pete?
Thanks for jumping on the podcast, and thanks for always annoying me on the Discord
You're
server.
You're welcome.
mainly Mad Max. You guys are pretty good. It's been great chatting, and thanks again for jumping on.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you. It's been great.
Thank you.
Okay. And thank you to all four of you for responding to my message, because I sent the invite. I sent a few invites and the four of you responded. So thank you. And before we end, I would like any shout out to any members in the community, Oz and Z community, or the whole HR community.
Gutter Butter asked me to shout him out because he's been shouted at by every single, pretty sure every... Nearly, I'm not sure, he's been shouted at by quite a few guests, and he wants me to keep the streak going.
Yes.
Well,
that's kind of
we it. Have kind of been chatting to Gutter Butter. We'd love to have him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask some more questions soon.
Well, personally, I'm going to give a big shout out to Indog. He's a great Kiwi adventure player and doesn't get as much popularity as he should for his skill.
Yeah, I've seen his ranking. He's getting up there. Actually, yeah, run into him a couple of times in the public event too, I think. Yeah, he's doing well.
And what about you, Savage? Any shout out?
Thanks for having me on. It's been good.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And Spooky, what about you?
I'd like to give a shout out to Team One. It's been fun having the roster races going on, trying my best.
Yeah, there is Team One. Shout out to Team Three. You're going back to Team Three.
Yeah. Yes, my home.
Yeah. We're glad to have you in Team Three.
It's fun to be there.
Yeah. After that interest.
So from me, a shout out to Asylum.
Okay. Thank you all for coming. Back to you.
Well, good. It's been fun.
As we wrap up episode 26, please keep posted. We are looking forward to having someone new on our next podcast. Still unsure who that's going to be, but looking forward to having someone new. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all the listeners. Really appreciate the comments and all that sort of stuff. People asking questions from the community. Really appreciate having all you guys on. Thanks very much. Have a good week.
Bye, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.